Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Well, good evening and welcome everybody to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call evolution. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers. And you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, names, labels, if you will. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers and journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and that list, it goes on and on and on, and it is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness of all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution. So sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with everyone in the chat room and all of those calling, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our personal lights. We are going to be doing readings shortly, so if you would like a reading, and tonight is a very special night, I suggest you call in early because the queue is going to get long, and I'm not sure we'll be able to do as many people as normally we do. Deb is in the chat room. Deb is the co-host tonight. And if you have any questions, please email her, or I am her, because to be honest with you, I'm not capable of multitasking quite that much. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to experience more of that amazing voice. I'm at barbaradelong.com. And our special guest tonight, Cynthia Jordan, is at cynthiamusic.com. Before we get going and before I introduce my guest tonight, who hasn't quite yet arrived, I must add, I want to sort of highlight some of the shows that, you know, Blog Talk has recently changed its entire, Kat's sitting on, terrific. I have 8 cats. It's a blessing most of the time, but every now and then they sit where they're not supposed to and all hell breaks loose. We used to be able to tell when the show, you know, what shows were on at what time and schedule ourselves, but that isn't possible anymore with the recent the recent change of Blog Talk Radio, and I have favorite shows. I have shows that I recommend that I think are valuable and wonderful and exciting and that I enjoy greatly and I kind of want to let you guys know about them too. Chris's Curious Times is one of them. She's on every night from 10 to 12, and her show is Curious Times, and that's where most of us go and just sort of sit back and shake it loose and enjoy and make fun of each other. She has wonderful guests. She has an ability to bring in the most interesting people ever, and it's a joy to go there and a lot of fun, and it's a very interesting place to be because unusual things do happen. Morning Blessings with Bear on Visionary Time. She does the Morning Blessings Mondays through Thursdays at 10 o'clock in the morning. You could not have a more beautiful way to start the day. She is inspired, tremendously inspired, and just a magical person. Visionary Times, which Bear and Reverend Ann Rose do on Wednesdays and Fridays from 1 to 3. They have wonderful people on there as well. And for those on the spiritual journey, go for it. It's fabulous. And then we have Hawk's Nest, which is my favorite show, almost except for the spiritual shows, of course. And Hawk's Nest is just spectacular. It is a return to yesteryear and the days of the radio, and his show is just amazing. I strongly recommend it, and my only caution is it's very addictive, so please be careful if you do. And his partner, Deborah New Moon Rising, her show is on Tuesdays as well at 1 p.m. Eastern, and that is On My Mind with Mama Moon. All those shows have, I think, a sincere and a magical sense to them. All of those shows are, in my opinion, a very genuine place to find spiritual people. And there are so many unusual people on the Internet out there that it kind of is nice to have somebody say, you know, these people are really cool, so check them out. Now, my guest tonight is a magical, wonderful, fabulous person. I can't think of enough adjectives. I met her almost 10 years ago on Walks with Thunder's program, and she is well known as an artist, an entertainer, a writer. She is you know, one of the coolest things is she did get a she got an Emmy nomination for her song, Jose Cuervo, You Are a Friend of Mine, and those of my generation are very familiar with that song. She is also one of the most spiritual people that you would ever want to find. She has done radio shows. She's done all sorts of amazing programs. She travels all over the country. She sings. She plays. She's an amazing artist on every level possible. She's written a wonderful book called Pearl, which is the story of early times in Texas. And the book is all factual, and it's about, it's a lovely story about a brothel. And it is, as I said, historically very accurate, and the ladies of the brothel were real people too, and she channeled all of their stories into the book. It's a fabulous book, and it is in process of being prepared to do either a mini series or so. It's going to be taken whatever the next step is in its evolution. She's also now writing music for a show that I think is slated for Broadway or off Broadway, one or the other. She'll tell us. But all that aside, you know, aside from the fact that she's a wonderful human being, she has. We were doing a show one night, and she just said, you know, oh, I can take people's birthdays and I can write music of their soul, you know, spirit music. And I said, get out of here. And she did it. And I was blown away. I was just absolutely, it wasn't, you know, when somebody says they're going to do something that fast on the radio, it's like, sure, she's going to plunk something out. She didn't plunk something out. She used both hands. It was really cool. And the music was touching, and since then we've done shows every now and then where she has come on and she has created music for people's spirits, and I read a little bit and while she is composing, and then she plays for you, And if it doesn't touch your spirit, you can't possibly have one because it's that good. So now that I've bragged, and I usually do my intro without people on the line too because, yeah, they try to stop me. So, hi, Cindy. How are you tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Barbara. That was pretty amazing.
I was
having a little trouble getting on Blog Talk tonight, but here I am. Didn't you say that the energies on the earth right now are just kind of wacko?
I did.
A little bit out of sorts, but I'm here. Here I am.
Okay. Give us a little bit on Pearl and what's happening with her and the new music you're writing now.
Well, Pearl, when I started with you, I was doing mainly piano instrumentals. And then when I was thinking of where St. Angelo, where I live, they have one tourist attraction pretty much, which is a brothel. They also have the fort in the museum, but they have this brothel. And so it's kind of this kind of tongue-in-cheek place and fun to go up there. And people, I started getting this message that the girls wanted me to write their stories. And I kept hearing in my head, tell them why we did it. Tell them why we did it. We weren't bad people. Tell them why we did it. And I started thinking about why women would get into that occupation, especially at the turn of the century. And I was pretty amazed at what I found out. And the more I researched, the more I had to learn more and more and more. And it evolved, started off as a musical, kind of in the same vein as Jose Cuervo, with fun, you know, and kind of sassiness and sexy and cute and punchy. Because, you know, you can be sedate and soothing and peaceful, but once in a while the soul just wants to jump back out and start dancing again.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what happened to me. I thought, you know, Jose Cuervo was fun. I think I'd like to get back in that genre a little bit. And I'll tell you what, Barbara, when you open yourself up and you allow, and they know you can hear them, it's amazing what comes through, which I'm singing to the choir. I'm singing to the choir on this one, I know. And, I mean, I thought I was going to tell six stories, and then there was somebody said, what, hey, me. And then I told that one, and I ended up with 10 stories. And they were exhausting because they'd wake me up in the middle of the night because they know you can hear them, you know. And
yeah.
And so I said, okay. So I would listen to the girls' stories, and then some of the stories I was familiar with from my own life experience. Because what happens when you're a songwriter is you can hear a song or you can hear somebody's story, and it becomes a song because it's filtered through you. So it's kind of your own life experience and what you've learned telling their story, which is exactly what happened with writing this book. Exactly. I heard the story and it was filtered through my own experience, if that makes sense. And so I wrote this book just like I write a song, which is basically I hear a story or I think of an emotion or I think of an attitude, and then I write it. And it might not be something that I experienced, because the one question I always get since Jose Cuervo, because it talks about drinking tequila and shooting out lights and dancing on the bar and waking up next to someone you don't know, people always ask me, did you do everything in that song? And I usually say, not in one night. You know, but now, those are my early years, and then now I say, because I've mellowed out, I say, no, I went to church and thought of everything I should never do, and then now it's back to not in one night, because I've changed, you know, when I'm in a genre, I completely get lost in that genre. So when I was Cynthia doing all of this beautiful piano music, I was, you know, totally kind of cleaned up my act, if you will. But
yeah.
Then I found out, then I understand, you know what? It's all clean. Life experience
oh, yeah.
is all clean. It's just drama. There's, you know, the great teachers say there's really no good and bad. There,
mm-hmm.
It's just what it is. You know, it's just what it is. That's what's perceived as negative to the universe is just perceived as drama. And
well,
we're in the land of contrast, which means that all things that we say are bad are really good because they're all great teachers. So
mm-hmm.
now I'm back into the pearl vein, and it is being negotiated into a mini series right now by my agent today, right now. And that's all I can say about it. That's all I can say. I can't say any more.
Oh,
because,
that's exciting.
You know, yeah,
well,
it's very.
Well,
I'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah. Oh, please do. Well, everybody is so, you know, it's funny because I remember us doing this composing the music of spirit, and I forget what we called it, you know, spirit song or whatever, but it has been the most magical thing, and everybody that I have known of that has the music, as you know, me included, has clipped it and played it over and over again, and I know that... You know, you just, and it's funny because this is just, and you know, it's really, it's amazing because those things that we clip out and that we do just for fun turn
right.
out to be sometimes the most touching, impressive, magical whatevers. And I know that every time that we've done this on the show, people have, we've had people sobbing because the music touched them so. And, you know, I mean, I feel bad somebody sobs, and then I go, yes, we got them, you know. I mean, I don't want to make anybody cry ever, 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 but if you can touch their spirit to that degree that they resonate so much to what you do, and I know the first time you did it for me, I sat here with my mouth falling open, and it would be like, oh, my God, that's me, that feels so right to me. It was just amazing. And you have since done this, you know, when you traveled, have you?
Right. I do it in my live shows. Right.
Yeah.
And basically what I do is I channel the energy. And, you know, lately especially, all of my friends like yourself and psychic friends and medium friends that I have, they all tell me that I have the gift. And I just know that I know things, right? I absolutely know things.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really claim to be a psychic, well, except in the sense that all of us are, really, and intuitive. But I'm very intuitive, and I can pick up on people's energy, and I can... So what we will do now, and I don't know if I've ever really told you this, Barbara, but when I do this, I get in a place, I get into the meditative place, the trance,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people call the gap. So I detach myself from regular life and the human experience and go to that place in between when I'm doing
mm-hmm.
this. So that
okay.
I don't know that
so,
I ever, that's
no,
what I do.
Well, I kind of figured that, but, you know.
Right.
Thank you. And what's really cool is when two people who are both doing spiritual work or together, we also, excuse me, we feed on each other's energy. So that's
right.
cool, too. And I'm constantly drawing energy from chat room, from the, you know, so that there's a lot of energy at work here. And I think what I'm going to do is pick on somebody I know to go first so everybody can hear how magical this is and you know, flood my switchboard. Happily, Deb is there taking names and stuff. We're going to do as many as we can. And what we're going to do is I am going to do, you know, Cindy will get your numbers. And then I will do a short reading, and then I will turn it over to her. That's
terrific.
Work
real
for you.
Quick, one thing real quick I just want to say that I think is a beautiful saying. I just read it, that a painter paints on the canvas and a musician
mm-hmm.
composes on the silence. That's why I go to the meditative place where it's completely silent, and that's where I compose. So I just thought I'd throw that in.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently the chat room has voted on who goes first, and so we've got Chris here, and Chris is a friend, and she's the one that has the show Curious Times that I spoke about earlier. So, Chris, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Okay, so what do you?
Cool. You know what you just said? You just said basically thank you or amen in Cree.
I did.
Oh.
Yes, you did. Hi.
Oh, don't. I channeled that. So what do you need from Chris?
Just your birthday.
The year two?
Yes.
Okay, December 14th, 1965.
Okay, 14th?
Yeah.
1865, I can do that.
No, 1965.
1865, oh my God.
I thought you said 1865. I thought you were doing a past life. Okay, all right.
No. 1965.
Okay.
off to your trance, Cindy.
Okay, 12-14, 1965. Lovely.
No,
okay, I'm on it.
Is it 12-14 or 18?
12-14.
Oh, okay. All righty, okay. She got it, I didn't. All righty, so while she's doing her thing, I'm looking at the cards here for you.
Okay.
And we don't want to have, dead air. I hate dead air. especially when the host doesn't show up.
Easy.
Okay, look, you're coming into an amazing time here. I really feel that this month and next are times when you're going to be utilizing that psychic gift that you say you don't have far more than you ever have before. And let's face it, everybody's psychic. Some people choose to use it and claim it, and some people don't. But what you've got here is utilizing your intuition, utilizing that inner voice that does talk to you, and making changes in your life. And by the time you hit June, I'm seeing massive changes here. It's really funny. I think you're going to get a job of some sort. It really does look like there is work here of a, of a regular basis instead of, not just a little here and a little there. This is something that is a constant. So I don't feel that it is an everyday job, but it's a constant job. And I do feel that money is coming into you, especially by the October timeframe, above and beyond what you anticipate. And September, oh my God, Chris, September is going to be extraordinary. It's going to be so busy. It's going to be so busy. You're probably going to sleep mostly on the couch. But one thing that I really that they're yelling at me very, very loudly here, and I want to sort of push at you. You need to regulate your schedule. You need to have a rhythm to your schedule. And I don't care if you're just taking 2-hour naps 4 times a day or whatever it is, but your schedule has to have a flow to it, a rhythm to it. When you're out of rhythm, everything falls apart. So I would spend some time in the next 2 months really just figuring out what works best for you and then sticking to it. I believe in that, and I don't do it, but it would be really smart if I did as well. I'm hearing to even schedule your addictions, and I know what that's talking about. But really, don't get so carried away and OCD'd about things that you forget to sleep and eat and stuff like that, because it's you're at a time and a place where having that routine, having that rhythm is going to be very important to you. And if you have that, then everything will just open up in front of you. Otherwise, you're gonna be out of balance, and being in balance is very, very important for you.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
When a job, I am very good at that. You know what I mean? The time that it's shut everything off, it's time to go to bed. When there's a reason to wake up, then there's a reason to go to bed.
Right. That's very well put. Cindy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Ready?
Okay. Yes. Before, Christy, before I play, I kind of like to say what kind of energy I get from you. And so what I'm playing is your birthday, but I'm playing a very giving, very generous person. We'll do whatever it takes to make something better. That's what I'm feeling with you. Just that you have a strong desire to help and make people just feel better, you know, mm-hmm. because you're very generous in spirit. That's what I get.
Awesome.
So
thank you.
This is what I have.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think I could listen to that for a long time. You know what I mean? Just like listen to it. And so, that's good. So do I have your permission to clip that and play it on my show, Cynthia?
Of course.
Okay, awesome.
Up to you, baby.
Thank you. Yeah. That's awesome. I think that's amazing, and you have such a great talent. So I appreciate you using it on me.
Well, it was a pleasure, and I'm happy to meet you because, like I said, when we play the high notes like that, that's in the old days when people created. Well, of course, when people create music, if you want to lift the spirit, you always go up into the high notes,
right.
And so that's what. You kind of jump up to do that, and I felt that a lot in you.
No, it's funny because while you were playing that, I'm like, wow, that's a lot of high notes, and I was drawn to that very point. So, very
really?
Cool.
Yeah, that's what happens.
I said, like, she knows I'm up on the ceiling or something like that. You know what I mean?
No, probably.
That's awesome, and thanks for the job, Barbara.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. get your balance. I will talk at you later.
You bet. Thank you guys both very much.
I'm going to check out her program too.
Awesome.
You will enjoy that show too. Okay,
yeah,
we got to move
forward.
On.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we have a very special lady.
Uh-oh.
This lady's name is Queen.
Oh, okay.
And she is. Are you there, Queen?
I am. And
And this is the first time I was here early enough to hear part of your introduction. I got interrupted, but I really liked the way you opened the show. How are you this evening?
I am fabulous, and I'm so glad you called in because you're going to enjoy experiencing Cindy. Can you give her your birthday?
I can do that. It's 5/23/48.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
All right.
Be back soon. Okay. Okay, and I've got your cards out here. So I'm going to do a mini on you. And give her time to find her celestial melodies. Isn't she amazing?
It's fabulous. I made a point. I come visit you a lot, but I made a point to be here tonight because of the way you spoke of her, and I know it's going to be enchanting and magical. I know it.
She really touched me when first I met her 9, 10 years ago, and we've been friends ever since, and it's just an amazing, it's so much fun to be able to bring somebody on the air who has a unique talent, like on top of all of her other talents. I mean, and this is one that never gets advertised, and I, you know, I, of course, because of what we do, I think it's the best. I'm impressed by all her other gifts, too.
And speaking of her other gifts, I was listening to her talking about her characters. You know, I'm in the mode of writing finally, and how they come to visit her at night, and it put me in the frame of remembering the woman that wrote Harry Potter, and how her characters came to her in a dream, and
mm-hmm.
how they were very alive, and that was very meaningful to me in terms of my writing and just.
If you ever read her book, and her book's name is Pearl, those people are so much alive that you know they had to be real. But let me give you what I'm getting here, because it's a cool stuff. I'm seeing that you're at a time here where you are opening up new avenues, and that there is compensation coming to you in the June timeframe. And all of this really, you know, naturally when we say compensation, we think of money, but and this well may be money too, but above and beyond that, you're being compensated for the efforts that you've taken on the behalf of others that have never been truly rewarded by spirit. And it feels like there are a lot of them. And so you're finding that you're being able to set yourself free to follow your own pathway, to carve out those directions that are most appropriate for your spirit to flow into. And the truth is coming out. And I don't know what that means, to your individual life now, but I do know that the truth is coming out. Truth is opening up to truth is opening up to you, and you're having an understanding of a great deal more than you ever had before, opening your crown chakra, setting you free for new thresholds and dimensions. I feel that whatever you are now presently writing, it feels as though it's going to either take an amazing shift and change, or there will be another book started as well, and that you will do the both of them together. Because it feels as though there is a duality going on here, one that deals with the physical reality and one that deals with the spirit. So it's really a profound shift and change coming over the next 6 months. And spirit is absolutely guiding you. Your only problem is, you know, occasionally getting in the way of spirit, you know, and all of us do. But it feels as though you are learning to smile a lot about, you know, spirit saying, you're getting in the way, step back. And actually stepping back, you know, when I hear that, I usually say, well, it is my life. And they point out that it may well be my life, but it's their pathway. So kind of, you know, it's a profound experience. It validates everything you already know, but it validates it to the point where there can be no doubt at all. So...
How beautiful.
Yeah. Cindy, are you there?
I am. I'll tell you, what I'm getting with this sweet woman is a lot of just sweet, sweet, sweet. Very lively, very loves life, playful, in a, you know, likes to maybe, you know, always find the lighter side of things, maybe even with a joke or, you know, well, look at it this way type of thing, you know, and to, just to cheer people up that she's that. And the fact that she calls her a queen, herself a queen, means to me, she's not a princess, she's a queen. And a queen is demands royalty, but the queen is also the matriarch and feels, you know, that, that she can mentor and she can help. So I start off with kind of a playfulness, and then I go into some depth, okay? So.
Thank you.
You are queen. That's for you.
I thank you, and what I receive from that this time, because I like Chris, I'm going to download it and keep it for myself. I was able to travel. I danced with this. I could see myself dancing, but I could see myself traveling the world and beyond, going to different countries and seeing different roads and paths and children and meeting new people. That was beautiful, sacred. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Queen. That was fun to do. That was fun.
Okay.
I always know that Barbara, whoever I'm supposed to do this with, is exactly who I'm supposed to do it with for whatever reason at that time. And that was, I could feel you. That was fun. That was really fun.
Yeah, she's a magical lady. Okay, Queen, thanks so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for the experience.
Ah, my pleasure. Okay, we've got Christy here. Hi, Christy, you there?
Hi, Barbara and Cindy. How are y'all tonight?
Hey, we're fantastic.
Are you who?
Yes, I'm Christy Who.
Are you in Texas?
No, actually, I'm not that far south.
Okay. I heard the y'all, so that's y'all. What my husband, that's how my husband, I thought maybe you were Texas.
I think it's just a southern thing.
It's a southern thing, right?
Yeah, southern thing.
Well, you know what they say in the girls and the way they talk. They keep the boyfriends at night.
Okay. Can we have your birthday, Christy?
Yes, October 10th of 1956.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it?
I do. Okay.
Okie doke. Okay, and I've got your cards out here. And it's really kind of fascinating. You've come through a change. There is a new freedom here. There's a new sense of spiritual adventuring going on here. And this is going to be a time over the next 6 months, maybe less. No, 6 months. We'll call it 6 months, where karma from past lives is coming in here. And it's all good. It does feel as though spirit is looking at you and for you to sort of step things up on many different levels. There is the aspect here of universal love coming into you and sort of expanding your awareness and opening you up to new aspects of life that you had not considered before. It feels as though you possibly have not been, you've been sort of complacent, I guess, and content. And what I'm seeing is that doors are opening. There are new things on the horizon for you. There are new directions. There's travel here. There's creating new foundations. There's accepting the gifts that others are giving you. I would say that one of the cool things, one of the very cool things about you is that you give unconditionally, but receiving is difficult for you. So one of the things over the next 6 months I see you struggling with, and I have to laugh at it, but struggling with receiving from other people, kindness and generous things coming from other people. It feels as though you're not really comfortable when people are giving to you. You're far more comfortable with you know, being the giver and being the one that's taken care of, and so I don't see that there's going to be a need to take care of you, but I do feel that people are going to be giving to you, and it may be a little uncomfortable for you because you're not as good at receiving as you are at giving. The other thing that is coming in here, too, is that you have, over the next year, the law of attraction working for you greatly. So if there are projects that you want to start, you should start them now, because whatever you start now is going to have a life of its own and certainly will be able to grow and expand far more than you could have anticipated. But it's important within the next 12 months to start a lot of different projects. They don't all have to be finished, but just so long as you start them over the next 12 months, magic is going to happen. Okay?
Hey, this sounds great.
It looks great, too. Cindy, are you there?
Hi. Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm getting a feeling that there's a lot on her mind, you know, like there's a lot going on with her right now, and like you said, that putting her in a direction, you know, getting centered. And when I think of the law of attraction, I think of a lot of open space, a lot to allow the universe to do its work, because we sometimes when we think, overthink things, we have a tendency to kind of trump it a little bit, you know. We confuse the universe because it by thinking too much, by overthinking things. Because you might say, okay, I'm doing this, and oh, what if this happens? Or oh, what if this happens? And you might get a distraction because a friend calls and says, I have a problem. And so all of that stuff kind of can interfere with your path in what you're trying to manifest. So what I gave you here is a gift of space, which is what we do when we want to get out of our little minds and expand into the universe, into the, all of the millions of galaxies that are out there that are at our disposal, ready to grant our every wish. And to do that, you just got to clear it out, you know. So this is what I did for you. That was all of the little notes in between were the universe telling you, we've got this, we love you, we've got this, we are on your side, we love you.
Wow. So that's, I held my breath there. That was so cool.
It really was. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so that's really kind of a present for you, just to remind you to go into the empty space in the field of all potentiality.
Thank you. I will.
Where all your dreams can come true.
Thanks
That'd
for calling.
That would be great. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you just sit there and it just flows from you?
Yes. With her, when I heard her and I was hearing, you know, I got a sense that she's got a lot on her plate, you know, that,
mm-hmm.
well, she can be easily distracted in trying to take care of somebody else, you know. And
yeah.
That's one of those it takes one to know one type of thing, you know. And,
definitely.
And it's her turn, it's her time for her just to breathe and know the universe loves her and this is her time of manifestation and to just mm-hmm. clear all that stuff out and to keep her space clean and clear so she can let all the good stuff come in.
I got to tell you, when you had those pauses,
right,
it literally suspended me. It was like, whoa, you know, it was amazing. Those were
well.
Cool.
That's what music can remind us to do that in that anticipation, because when you have a pause like that, it's like being in meditation because
mm-hmm.
you're anticipating the next note, and when it doesn't come, you're in the gap because your mind is clear because you're in anticipation. And when we're in anticipation, that's when we're in our perfect condition of allowing the universe to grant us our every dream because we're expecting it. And when you expect
yeah. oh.
it, the universe comes. So that's why music is so wonderful for us to experience that or in just those few seconds. And it only takes a few seconds of anticipation, of clearing out, to allow all the good stuff to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, we know that from the law of attraction, that what you think it will expand, so don't think.
Yes, that's true. No, that was,
Thanks.
Amazing. Okay, we got Betty here.
Okay.
Hi, Betty. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. Can we have your birthday?
It's April 13th, 1962.
Oh, you're close to your birthday.
Uh-huh.
Got it, Cindy?
I've got it. I'm going away.
Okay. Okay. We'll expect you back. Okay. I've got cards out here for you, and I'm going to read you I'm going to give you a quickie and
okay.
give her time to go to her space time. Yeah, I'm you know, tonight I am she who fills the time for Cindy. You've got a lot of cool stuff here. I see a lot of miracles here. It feels as though you've paid heavy-duty dues, and you're coming to a time of finally stepping into yourself and into that space that is rightfully yours. What you have sent out over the last decade or so is coming back to you. What you've invested in other people is coming back to you, not necessarily from the people that you gave to, but it's coming back to you as far as gifts and talents and time and opening doors. There's a new balance here for you. And it does feel, you know, you have an exceptional amount of magic in these cards here. And it does feel as though there is kind of like a new beginning. And it's going to be very interesting to see what you do with all the changes that are going on here. I feel like you have new directions coming into you. Are you making changes? Because I feel a tremendous number of changes coming into you.
Absolutely. I recently made a firm commitment to myself to move to Colorado to be nearer family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the process of paring out the old to bring in the new. I've discovered some, well, in the last 3 or 4 years, I've become very intuitive, and I want to get into a career that uses those metaphysical gifts, and I'm just not exactly sure what I want to do yet. I've written some articles for Sedona Journal of Emergence, and but I'm not, you know, I'm just kind of in a place of deciding what those changes are going to be, you know, as far as the ones that are intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heavy dues. You're right about that.
Well, all I can say is that this is a time of magic, miracles, and amazing stuff. It's almost like all of those things that you thought couldn't possibly happen and come into your reality and all of that, because you were asking too much, so to speak, are
mm-hmm.
here. And it just feels like, for heaven's sakes, you know, expect the unexpected. Don't limit yourself by saying, well, that'll never happen. I'll have to go on to something different or something less or something like that. And what I'm feeling here is that please don't say that anymore. Don't say that again, because it feels here as though you can ask almost anything, and the universe is going to put it into the possibility range for you. You have, God, the work that you've done in this and past lifetimes is profound, and you have shared so much of yourself with kindness and joy and love, and never, ever expected something in return, which is amazing, and that doesn't happen often. So,
yeah.
So, you know, I just want you to know that the universe has absolutely paid attention to what you've done, what you've given, and literally the millions of souls that you have touched without even realizing it. So that you know, you're talking about moving to get on your pathway more, da 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 da. You've been on your pathway for a long, long time. And you know, every time you take a breath, you touch somebody's soul and spirit and help them and give them hope. So the move, absolute, fine, wonderful, but it does feel as though the universe is going to be doing some cosmic manipulation here. So don't make up your mind that something has to happen exactly, you know, yada, yada, yada. You know, go with the flow is what I'm trying
Thank
to
you.
Say. Go with the flow. Okay.
Well,
are you
know,
there?
It's so easy to get into. Okay, I need to do something practical when I get there to make the hourly wage. But then the other part of me is like, don't limit myself. So thank you so much
yeah.
for that confirmation.
Okay, are you there, Cindy?
I am. I'm sensing a lot of spirituality with this woman, with Betty, and when I sense spirituality, I think of water, because water is, you know, in ancient times we know that water, it's always about water, relating to our spirituality. I know for me, when I grew up by the Pacific Ocean, there's a sense of connectiveness, and there's also a sense of when you jump in the ocean, we all know what the difference is between being in the ocean and being in a bathtub. You're just in the, you know, in the vastness, being part of, you feel part of the ocean. So with Betty, I made water, which is a water flow like this. And we put her birthday on. Thank you.
that was just beautiful. While you were playing, I could just feel myself. I began to my body just began to sway with the music, and I felt such a flow. And I saw myself floating down this stream, flowers in my hair, and just feeling part of it all and merging with it. And such complete trust and rejuvenation, or, you know, relaxation, trust in the universe, and just a complete knowing that we are all one and that there are no obstacles. And that's just huge. Thank you.
You know what? You were every note. There is absolutely no doubt about it. And if ever you have a moment of self-doubt or downness, clip it and play it, because she so caught your spirit. It was unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for validating that, Barbara, because I just felt a real strong sense of spirituality with that lady right there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, there's, you know, it's funny because when people are as spiritual as you are, Betty, they absolutely spend a great deal of time thinking, I don't want this to be my ego. I can't possibly have this much inside of me. And yes, you can. You know, you can also get, you know, the ego can get in there and make a mess of it all, but I don't think your ego will ever do that. So because you have that constant questioning that's going on, which is a good and valid thing. Just don't take it to an extreme.
Right.
But
I've certainly,
you know,
done that in the past, but I'm better now.
Yeah. I mean, if you were able to, you know, flow with the music that way, you have to know it was a part of you. I mean, everybody's touched by it. It was beautiful. But and I think she has you in every note. I really do. There is absolutely no doubt about it. So you know, clip it out of archive and
absolutely,
you know, even put it on a loop so that you can sort of do a 15-minute meditation from it.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. It's magical. And Cynthia can be found at cynthiamusic.com. She has a ton of beautiful music. And it's I've stolen tons of it to use on the show for, you know, when I have to go to the bathroom and stuff. So
well, I can understand that.
It's a present. You know what. It's a present.
Oh,
you can't,
yeah, no.
You're very generous. Definitely attend that.
Well, thank you for calling, Betty. We so appreciate your giving us the opportunity to listen to your spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be back.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we've got, you know, I am so blessed with the people that come into my show and call into my show. I got to tell you, I am, you know, just so honored that they invest time in what I have to offer and the people that I want to share with them. This next lady, her name is Bree. Hi, Bree. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Barbara. I'm doing good. How about you?
I am fantastically wonderful.
Aw, good.
Okay, so we need your birthday, Bree.
11/04/86.
Okay, that's my dad's birthday.
Oh,
11. Yeah, 1986. Okay, you are my son's age. Okay.
Oh.
I'm on it.
Okay. She is an amazing woman. And I'm so honored that she decided to come to the show and do this again, because she's so darn busy, it's unbelievable. But I have cards out for you.
Oh, yay.
Oh, yes, you get, you know, I'm the one that fills the time here. So, and I love doing it, especially when Cynthia's making magic on the other side. There's a lot of creative energy here and a lot of communicative energy. So I really feel that You're there's a part of you that is very busy discerning what the purpose of this lifetime actually is. And you know, working on how can you serve the way that you feel that you were meant to. And the Spirit wants me to point out to you that just by being you is serving the purpose you came here to be.
Aww.
Just by, you have to understand that your flow, you're going with the flow, that everything that happens to you puts you into a place to experience something that you needed to experience for this lifetime, and you're experiencing it, and how you deal with everything is a lesson to everyone else around you. So that you know, it's not necessarily that you have to write a book or a screenplay or create music, or, you know, just being yourself is message enough. Now, that won't be enough for you. You're going to try to do more, and that's absolutely fine and appropriate. But just don't ever wonder if you'll ever get to doing what you're meant to do, because you're already doing it. Now, you know, you can always put flourishes on it and stuff, like paint flowers and stuff like that. There, you know, I see a couple of lifetimes here where you served, and the term is served, as it was an incarnation in the fairy realm. So fairies are something that are very close to you. It feels as though you think about fairies. I think you probably even see fairies, but kind of just say, "Nah, that can't be a fairy." And so that realm of sprite and that realm of lighthearted magic is very much a part of you. And sometimes this lifetime, you wonder why your body's so heavy and you can't fly like you used to. And I do believe you fly in your dreams. So that when those moments occur where you get a little depressed and stuff, and they happen to all of us, just remember that you know, you once were, two lifetimes, maybe three, you were a fairy. You rode on dragonflies. You had magic, and you used it. And the magic of dawn, the dew, is something that's very, very important to you. Those times in the day when the world is asleep are the times you feel most alive. And they literally are, because you have that energetic inside of you. So you have a tremendous amount of magic here. I think at some point in time you're going to talk a book. In other words, you're going to write a book, but you're going to talk it into dragon speak or something like that. The element of poetry is here too. So that it's another aspect of you and your reality. What you come into this reality as a gift to humanity, and you know, and you're one of those gifts that keeps on giving, and you give it, and you give in such wonderful, unique ways, and you are an inspiration for a lot of people, and your smile and your laughter is infectious. So good job, but you still have work ahead. You know, you're here for quite a while yet. You still have work to do, but I do feel that aspect of the sprite and the fairy realm, very important. I will tell you also that as a fairy, you did not have a wand. So forget the wand bit. But yeah. Other than that, you know, laurels in your hair, yeah. Riding on a dragonfly, sure. Iridescent wings, absolutely no wand. We're not talking fairy godmother. We're talking fairy, okay?
That's fair. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's see if we can pull Cindy in. Are you there?
Oh, I was right with you on that one, Barbara. I was right there with you. I was playing. As I was playing, I wish you could have heard the playing behind what you were saying, because it was exactly what you were saying. I'm going, why am I playing this? And then when you went into fairy, I went, oh, that's why I'm playing this. So what I'm getting from Bree is that she is such a light. Oh, my gosh. She walks in a room, and the room just instantly just is better when she walks in. She's a light. And I think that she's a very strong spirit. When it comes to darkness, I think she knows how to handle that. I think she knows how to deal with, you know, negativity and stuff. I think she doesn't let it get to her too much. I'm getting a feeling, when I said she's the same age as my son is like that as well. He's such a light, and the room's just better, and he tolerates no negativity. And I think she's very strong. I think she knows how to keep her space clean and how to just say, no, I love you, but over there, you don't get to be in my space. Nuh-uh, mm-mm, because I choose to be happy all the time. And because that's what fairies are. That's what fairies do. They go, no, 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 we will not be... No unhappiness here. No, no, no. So we will love you, but you cannot be in our sacred space. So with all that story, this is what I got.
Did you get her?
She's just precious.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I was shaking. That was so beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
I think she's one of, what do you call those, indigo crystal-type children. Remember those? I think she's one of those that are coming in, and she's going to be very instrumental in the transformation of the consciousness of this planet in making everything just better and understanding that, you know, God really intended this to be Disneyland. You know, with Tinkerbell and stuff, you know. So, So, you know, that was the intention when God made this beautiful planet. And I think the children that are coming in now, especially her age, I think it kind of really was... it was right before her time, but these are the children that are going to say, nope, that's not what this is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a wonderful place. Cut it out.
Exactly how it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was so beautiful. I have to definitely go back. I got to listen to it quite a few times. That was so beautiful.
Well, you know, how many people ever get to hear the music of their soul played for them like that? I mean,
I know exactly.
God.
Yeah.
When she did it for me, I just sat there and cried because it was just it was like she was playing it on my heartstrings, you know, and I resonated to it.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, I was fighting back tears. I'm sure when I get off, I'll be crying.
Well, do it with a smile on your face, because Cynthia Jordan is indeed absolutely an amazing gift to humanity. And, you know, you can write as many, you know, books and get Pulitzer Prizes, and you can have Broadway shows, but this wonderful gift that you have, I think trumps them all, but that's just me.
Aww.
Yeah. I totally agree. Totally.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for calling in, Bree.
You're welcome.
Aww.
Bye-bye.
I just love her.
Oh, you don't even, I will have to talk to you tomorrow and tell you her story because you'll be in tears. So, yeah, no.
What a light. She's
you
just a light.
You pegged her. So,
she was real
yes,
easy.
Yes, you did. Okay.
She was very easy. She's very open.
Oh, my gosh,
very
yeah.
open. Made it real easy to do that. Yeah, that was great.
Okay, we got another. I have so many special people. This show is not on a regular night, so the people that show up are the people that are meant to, and I put out advertising. But we've got another absolutely terrific person here. We have Renee Richards here. Hi, Renee. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I was so excited. I saw that today when you posted it, and I said, oh, I posted it everywhere, too, because I thought, oh, that'd be fun. How different. I've never heard of it.
Uh-huh. Oh, the first time she did it to me, she said, oh, I just play with this, and I thought, you just play with that? And it was like, you've got to be kidding.
It is.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. I heard two of them, and the one with Bree almost made me cry. I really did.
Yeah.
It was her to a T. Yeah, that was sweet.
Okay, we need your birthday.
Oh, no, the whole thing?
Yeah.
10-8, yeah, that's fine. 10-18-1958.
Okay.
You're the same age
Got
as
it.
My brother.
Oh.
18, and you're for my daughter. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
How cute.
Okay, I got cards out for you, Renee.
Oh.
Not that you asked for a reading, but we have to fill time somehow because I can't have dead air here. So.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, you're just going to have to take a reading. What can I say? okay, what I got here is really kind of cool because I'm only really looking at, you know, the next 5 months or so. There's a great deal of new creativity here. I feel like you're coming into a lot of new aspects of yourself, of new projects, and I'm seeing you speaking in front of large groups of people, more so than you expect. And I just feel like you're opening up a new well within you that has wonderful magic to it. I feel that you're drawing on your talents and your skills in a new way as you come into most probably the June timeframe. May is going to have a duality here, so it feels like you're going to be taken in multiple directions, and it feels as though there are two new projects that are coming on into your consciousness / reality. These are two new projects you are not even thinking about or considering at this particular moment in time. So it's really, really new. And as you hit June, there's a new balance in your life. You have Aquarius in the center, and Aquarius really says that you're coming into a new genre, a new time where you have new beginnings, and that means that things are starting. There are new projects starting out. There are new directions you're going in. You're even taking your radio program in a new and different direction, and it does feel as though you're discovering that there is a greater richness inside of you than ever you could have considered before. And I do feel that the dream state is where you're going to be getting a lot of this, but at the same time, you're going to be listening more carefully to what you say to everyone, because in every message you give, there's a message for you. And, I mean, I know you know that, but you're going to find hints as to the new directions that you're going to be going in because of the people that are drawn to you. And as you hit September, there is a crossing of a threshold, and that really says to me that while you're going to be playing with things and argue, you argue a lot in your head, by the way, and It's, you know, is it this or is it that? Do I want, you know, you're back and forth in your head a lot. And what I'm seeing here is that you have the freedom to choose the directions, the new directions that you're going to go in, whichever ones you decide to really, you know, forge ahead on, are going to be successful, but they're going to change your life. And sometimes you really don't want your life changed. You know, you want to keep it where you have control over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what I have to warn you about is you're about to lose control, so enjoy the ride.
Okay, I will. I think you're right, yeah. I can be a little controlling. But only because, you know, like I want my freedom in that way, you know? I don't know. But, yeah, I feel like something's coming. You're right.
Yeah, and it, you know, I can hear you kind of say, you know, seeing things come into your reality, and you're saying, no, I don't want it that way. I want it a different way. And, you know, I think that is so funny, actually. you know, you don't have a lot to say about this. So,
they probably figured out that's the only way they knew they could get it done is if I just, you know, they just surpass me and just do it, you know, just do it.
I mean, I can hear you saying, oh, no, that is not how I planned it. And you know, having the universe sort of laughing at you and saying, yeah, well, that's the way it's going, sweetheart, just enjoy this ride. So.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. And, you know, that my husband does the same thing. He's like, yeah, come on, you're going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's cute. Very true. Oh. I think you nailed it.
Okay. Is Cindy back yet?
I am.
Okie doke.
So this is what I'm getting with Renee, that there's a very deep, deep part of her that's very contemplative and is very sensitive, and that sometimes she, you know, she doesn't really want people to know that part of her, so she you know, kind of camouflages it a little bit, like, you know, I don't want anybody to know my deepest, deepest self, so I'll just kind of do this, and we'll just talk about nothing really important so that they really won't know my really deep, deep self.
That's true. It's tickling me because it's true. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm thinking she likes to keep that part of her really private, you know, and so when she is exposed a little bit, she'll kind of like, you know, whatever, you know. But this part of her that is her secret self is very sacred to her, and it's private, and she keeps it very protected. And so that's what I'm getting from our sweet Renee, that that this part of her that's so sacred to her, she protects it and she keeps it in a safe place, and she doesn't let very many people into that. So I put a little mystery into Renee, and then her light, her lightheartedness. Okay, so it's. There you are, Renee.
Wow, thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A little miss, you know, just protecting your sacred space, but there's a lot of depth to you. And I just say keep it nice and sacred and keep it protected because it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And
thank
you don't need to let anybody in there except people who you completely trust.
It's
a bright, bright, shining light. It's a bright, bright, bright light that you are surrounded with, for sure.
Thank you. I don't talk about it much, no. Because it is it's just so beyond words, like that music. That music can communicate beyond words.
Right.
So for me, I understand that. I can understand that more than even people. You know what I mean? It's just, that was and I felt like it was me. And each note I could feel in my heart.
Aww.
That is remarkable. It really is. You have a wonderful gift to share with people. I knew it was special when I saw it, but I almost didn't make it here either. I was trying so hard to get home and get things, you know, get to the point where I could get in here. And I was just, it's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much. You very much touched me, very much. Thank you, Barbara, for having her on, please. Thank you so much.
Oh, believe me, it's my pleasure.
Thank you for giving to all of us, really, because that music, when other people hear it, it also touches them in different ways. And they peek into a different vibration. Yeah, that's beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. What a gift. Al, Chris is going to cut that out for me, I think, I hope.
Oh.
Separate
do a lot
out.
Of clipping.
You know, all of these pieces that I'm playing them right off the top, you know. If I have a little more time, I can polish them up and everything. But this is basically what when I write, Renee, what it is, mm-hmm. is I start with kind of a basic feel and a basic it's all about emotion. It's not about the notes at all. It's really more about, they're just kind of a guideline for me. And but I would love to, you know, if you want to, maybe sometime if you want to, we can do a thing and I'll, because I can feel like you really could use something like this. I'm really excited. The fact that you made such an effort to be here tonight just really speaks to me. So I think if you'd like to, Barbara can give you my phone number and or I can email you something and polish it up a little bit for you, okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful. I would love that. I would probably listen to it every day right when I'm going to bed. I bet you it's absolutely gorgeous. I would appreciate that very much.
Yeah, I can just feel that.
I'll connect you guys.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. All right.
Bless you so much for your work. It's beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to go so someone else can
experience this.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to let them have this too. Okay, thank you so much. Bless you. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you're, you know, we haven't done this in a long time.
I know, and I really love doing it. I've just so busy, you know, with all my stuff. But I'm in a place now, Barbara, we can do this once a month, you know, I'm sure.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we need to.
Well,
yeah, we can.
We will talk.
We'll talk. That's right. That's a good idea.
We'll talk.
We will talk.
Okay. We got Kimber here. Hi, Kimber. Are you there?
Oh, I love that name. Kimber. Okay.
I hope she's here.
Kimber.
You there, Kimber?
Hi, sorry, I was on mute.
Okay. We need
hi,
birthday,
Barbara.
Kimber. Hi.
Hi, Cynthia. 12/10/66, and what an amazing show. It is so great. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Oh, I just love it. The music is just so powerful, very, very beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right,
well,
I'm gonna go quiet now. Okay, bye.
Okay, go quiet.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, while she's going quiet, I will give you a little bit of a reading here. You've been doing a lot of thinking, and you've been doing a lot of analyzing, and you've been doing a lot of sort of trying to take stock of things. And it does feel as though you're way too serious. I want to tell you to lighten up, bring the laughter back. So you don't have to be quite as serious as you are. You have gone to an extreme here. They're literally screaming at me, tell her to lighten up, because there's wonderful stuff here coming for you, and you're so serious about a lot of stuff that you're forgetting to breathe, I guess is the best way to put it. There's a wonderful, there's a feeling of newness, of miracles coming into your life. It feels as though, I have to tell you to expect the unexpected, because it does feel as though a lot of stuff that you've been working on silently, quietly, internally, and not letting anybody know about, it's about to manifest. But when we work on things that have to do with spirit, they absolutely they never do what's expected in a way that's expected, and so it's kind of. What's coming is wonderful. It's just not exactly the way you expected it to come, which is really cool. You've set things up. You've worked very hard. You've touched a lot of people. I know you are driven, and you don't know where you're going. I know that you have this element of spirit inside of you, and you're trying so hard to do the right thing and to the appropriate thing, and you're questioning a lot of stuff. Please understand that master teacher inside of you is never going to let you do something that is inappropriate for the spiritual evolution of your soul. And you seem to be kind of scared and reluctant and are holding back to a degree, because you want to make sure that everything is done right and all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed and everything like that. You can't go wrong. You can't put a foot wrong. You're fine. You're supposed to celebrate this lifetime. You're supposed to, enlightenment means lighten up. So it's really important for you to sort of let loose the grasp you have on your reality. Don't go wacko here, but stop trying to make things the way you think they should be and allow them to become what they are. And there's a tremendous amount of growth and evolution here. And the soul inside of you is a healer, and I see healing energy here all over the place. And it would be, if you're not already doing some sort of energy work, I would recommend it. And if you've never done any, then I would say start with something like yoga and things like that, so that you sort of ease yourself into being familiar with energy. You don't have to, be a hands-on healer and, travel the country, but understand the use of energy within your reality to a greater degree than you do now. A lot of healing energy here, a lot of letting go of the emotionality that you've carried through a great part of your life, and it feels as though you're lightening yourself up, you're letting things go, you're sort of going with the flow and allowing the universe to sort of guide you gently to where you're supposed to be. Okay?
Yes. Oh, wow. Thank you so very much. I'm so grateful. That was so amazing. Perfect. And right on. Right on with everything, and I cannot tell you how much I needed to hear everything you told me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's pull Cindy in. Cindy, are you there?
I am. Okay.
Okay.
So, hey. What I was feeling was tight, kind of a real tight and closed, kind of like when we get in fetal position and you just all get off. Like a tight little bed, and then this beautiful awakening in the flower just gently opens, and the sun comes out and the rainbow comes out. But before that, there's this real tightness, this real like you're ready to give birth to something, you know, like Barbara was saying, that you're kind of like, so imagine yourself like in little tiny fetus position, and then all of a sudden you just go, and you open your arms, and now you're dancing, okay? So at first you're going to hear a little bit of a tightness, and then you're going to feel this openness and flow, okay? So it's...
Beautiful. Thank you. I could feel the music and the energy and just feel it all in my heart, and very, very heartfelt and beautiful. Thank you so very much.
Wow. I'm always amazed at how different all the music is, too. But of course, we're different. So
exactly. Yes, it's going to be. Bingo.
So beautiful.
Oh, good.
Okay, Kimber, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh,
remember
thank
to
you.
Dance.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to listen to that over and over. It's so beautiful. Thank you so very much.
Oh,
what you do
so
is
welcome.
Amazing.
Good.
It
you're
is.
Good. Okay.
Wow.
Just remember to dance. Just remember to dance with your eyes, your arms wide open, and your face to the sun. And just go, yay, I'm alive, yay.
Oh, thank you. It's going to help both of you. What you've done is going to help me so much. Thanks.
Good.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. Moving right along. I'm having a wonderful time tonight. I'm, you know, you know, you're such a pleasure to work with. It's just, it's so cool.
It's fun. I'll tell you, when you know you're having a good time is when you look up at the clock and you go, what? An hour and a half already? Yeah.
So. That is a surprise. We still have some more here. So let's see if we can get them all in. We've got Suzanne here. Hi, Suzanne. Are you there?
All right.
Oh, hi. I'm here.
Oh, look at Suzanne. A little bubble. Okay. All right.
Okay, Suzanne, we need your birthday.
It's 6-6 of 72.
Okay,
cool.
You're a little Gemini baby. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I will do a shorty, and Cynthia will
go off into her space. Thank you for waiting so long, Suzanne, too. I know it's not been a short wait for you.
but thank you so much. I've been waiting for, I heard Cynthia, I think it was a couple of years ago on your show doing this, and I have been waiting for her to come back on, so I'm so excited.
Oh, me too. She is absolutely one of the coolest people ever, and what one of the nicest parts about her is that, you know, there is no I'm important and I'm famous. It's just that she's a love, and that's a cool thing. Okay, got your cards out here. You're working really hard. You're working hard on yourself. You're working hard on your life. You're just plain old flat out working really, really hard. And at this point in time, that's important. That's what you need to be doing. It does feel though as though you get to the as we get into May, it's sort of like I want to tell you to sort of lighten up a little bit to let yourself enjoy the moments as you know, more than just checking things off on a list. You know, enjoy the moment. You know, I finished this or I completed this or whatever. And you know, just take a moment to take a deep breath and say, well, that's one thing off my back, or that's another thing off my back. Because you can get so preoccupied in working hard and completing things, you don't stop to take the pleasure in the completion. And that's important for you. I do see by the time you get into June here, There's a new freedom within you. It feels as though you have lightened up. It feels like you've let go of a lot of the things that you've been carrying on your back. And I almost feel like your neck and shoulders have been bothering you because of all of the things that you're carrying that were other people's. And you know, please understand that every soul is here to journey and to learn things through the lessons that they charted for themselves, and it's not appropriate for us to try to fix other people's journeys. It's, you know, you can be compassionate and you can be kind and you can be caring and you can listen, but it's not yours to fix, because if you fix it, it means that the problem has to come back again and they have to learn to fix it themselves. So as you move forward in time here, you know, try not to take on the burdens of other people, because they're still going to have to carry them, and if you don't let go of them, then you're carrying them as well, and it can get heavy. I am feeling here that there is a tremendous amount of healing going on within you, and that you have really, you've done so much good for so many people, and I don't think that you're recognizing it. From what I can see here in the cards, you just sort of plow ahead, and you don't get a chance to sit back and feel the appreciation for the kindnesses that you've done. You don't have to wear badges or anything, but people have been touched and helped by your presence, by your gifts, by your information, by your kindnesses, and you know, you seem to have avoided the wave of thanks that has been coming your way, almost like no, I don't want to have to take credit for anything. I want to just do my thing. You did not come into this lifetime to be a martyr. You came into this lifetime to live your life and celebrate. And you know, I feel the need to tell you the martyr club is closed. They're not taking any new members. So you know, the sacrificing of yourself is you know, At one point in time in history, sacrificing yourself for another person was you know, considered sainthood and stuff like that. That club's closed too. So stop applying. Stop trying to find ways, because, you know, you don't owe the universe anything. You are here to celebrate the gifts that they've given you and to unfold them and to manifest them and to grow from them. And it's a wonderful, positive, loving journey that you're on. You don't have to make it a struggle. You can celebrate. You can spread your wings, as Cindy, spread your arms, as Cindy, you know, said a few minutes ago. there is this wonderful celebration that I see coming your way, and I don't want you to miss it. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to thrive in it. I want you to revel in it, because part of the reason the celebration is occurring is because, you know, you opened your heart and you helped other people. So, you know, and again, I'm not telling you to not help other people. I am basically, my catchphrase that I send out a lot is, you know, everyone's on a journey, paddle your own boat. And you know, for you especially, that holds great meaning, because, you know, your journey is your journey, their journey is their journey, and you can't help everybody. You have to take care of yourself. And universe wants you to do that. There is universal love all around you, and it certainly is trying to get you to recognize that this lifetime is a celebration. You know, it is whatever you perceive it, but it's meant to be a celebration, and you can choose to celebrate or perceive it differently. That's totally up to you. But this is directly from spirit, so I would say that possibly you're not celebrating quite as much as you should.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. Thank you.
Okay. Cindy, are you there?
Here I am. Okay. So what I'm getting with this beautiful giving spirit is just when you listen to the music, Suzanne, just listen for the voice of God speaking to you, and you fill in the words. You'll know what they are. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. My whole body is tingling.
She has that effect on people. That was beautiful. That was amazing.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, our pleasure. And you know, do clip it out of the archive so you can save it and play it for yourself, because it's very special music. It really is. And somebody suggested, Cindy, you know, clipping all of the musics together and seeing what kind of a symphony they create.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
I
can do an album a night with you guys.
I think Chris is going to do that. At least maybe she's going to do it now. And I will send you the MP3 of it, because, you know, no talk, just music, and it's kind of like this was the show for this night. Magical, very, very magical. Suzanne, thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you both.
You know,
our pleasure.
That was what I was getting. I said it was just play. She'll hear what she needs to know. She'll hear it. She'll know.
Oh,
that's what happened with that one.
That was magical. Well, they all are, you know, it really felt like, you know, you really were playing them, And it was amazing. You know, I'm tuning in on one level, you're tuning in on another, and it really felt very synchronistic. It was really cool.
You know, what I think's happening here is you channel from the universe, and I channel a different, it's kind of like the universe just wants every soul that is on your show to know it's that they are loved, you know, and so mm-hmm. there's a different expression of love. And the reason we use their birthdays is because that's their day. That was the day when the moon was in that position and Venus was in that position and, you know, everything was in mm-hmm. their positions. And that's their day. We could even go one more step and, you know, what time of day were you born? Because we could even, that gives us more, you know, because that's our rising sign, so that can even give us that many more numbers just
right.
to play with, you know, so. It's fun.
Oh, cool. Very fun. Okay, we got time for one more. We're going to do Leanne here. Hi, Leanne, are you there?
Leanne, okay.
Hi. How are you?
Hi,
Leanne.
Hi. How are you?
Great. We need your birthday, Leanne.
March 7th, 1962.
Now, this is strange. This is my mother's birthday.
Well, the whole family.
Wow.
Birthday, and now we have my mother's birthday. Oh, Leanne. Okay, Leanne. All right, sweetheart. All right, there we go. Go ahead.
Okie doke. Got your cards out here, Leanne. It does feel that there are changes in the wind here. I feel you birthing a new aspect of yourself, and it does feel as though you've done a lot of internal work here, and there is a new element of you coming out. And I feel that you're going to be stepping more into who you really are as opposed to who people think you should be. And you have, you know, you have always tried to be who people expected you to be and wanted you to be. But now I feel you saying, you know, there is a real me here, and this is what we're, you know, this is who I'm going to be, and this is who I'm going to express. And, you know, I don't feel there's no anger, there's no upset. It's just people are surprised that, among other things, that there's a much greater strength here than most people had realized you had. It's a very cool part of you. And it feels as though as you get into the June time frame that there is travel, that there is an inside, you have a feeling inside that you have to move, you have to feel motion, you have to feel yourself going forward. And you know, if nothing else, get on a treadmill just so you can feel like you're moving forward. I do believe you're going to be, but it's not as obvious as you would like it to be. So that what you've got going on here is, you know, you know how sometimes people spin their wheels before they actually set off in motion? That's what I'm feeling you're doing in June. And then as you hit July, everything takes off for you. There's laughter, there's joy, there's celebration, there's a gathering of friends and relatives. It feels almost reunion-ish. You're trusting your intuition to kind of guide you in new directions. And it feels as though that duality that you have inside of you, that person that is, you know, the private person and then the person that is the public person, they merge together. And you find that the people around you are surprised, and I see eyebrows raising. It's kind of like people are, their eyebrows are raising because you are far more than they ever expected you were going to be. And it's really, it's kind of cute to see them surprised at the strength, the depth, and the wisdom that they are seeing within you at that particular point in time. You're surprising people in a very positive way, and it does feel as though it's going to change the direction of your pathway greatly. You're moving forward a lot more rapidly than you have in the past, and it does feel like the new foundations that you've created are certainly opening up to the new power that is within you, and it does feel as though there's great appreciation to a lot of the things you are and are going to become. The universe has got a lot in store for you, and it does feel as though it's full of richness and pleasure and joy. Okay, Cynthia.
You see a move, Barbara?
It does feel you are moving. I don't see a physical move immediately. Okay. Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Leanne? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hi, darling.
Hi.
I'm going to play this for you, and I think you're going to get it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for calling and for waiting as long as you did. We greatly appreciate that. Take care now.
Leanne, did you understand what that was?
Yeah, she's gone. Well, this has been a perfect evening. And I don't. You're not on your computer, are you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know you can't. But Bree wrote, oh, gosh, I didn't want the show to end. I could listen all day, every day. Thank you so much, Barbara. You've given me the most beautiful reading I ever had. Thank you, Cynthia. I still have tears. So, so beautiful.
Aww.
You guys have given me something that I can keep forever. You're both amazing. Of course. The amazing thing, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful compliment, and certainly we accept it with love, but the reality is all we were doing was expressing what each and every one of you was, so that you know, the beauty and the joy and the laughter and all of the beauty that Cynthia is able to portray and the words that I'm able to portray, they come from you guys, so that you know, it's a wonderful opportunity to let people know the great and amazing beauty that they have inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And what a gift and what a joy to work with you. We will have to do this again because there were a lot of people that, you know.
We sure will, Barbara. You know,
I love this,
and I love connecting with all these beautiful women. It was really, usually there's a man, but we didn't get a man tonight, did we?
Well,
but it was,
yeah, he was here, but he didn't make it in.
Okay. it was really a beautiful evening, and I want to say thank you to everybody that came and participated because I could really feel them. I could really feel Leanne that was a wonderful ending because that's something that you just don't talk. You don't say it. I just wanted her to feel love when I played that for her, and but also there were things in the music that I think that she can relate to, And
oh, absolutely.
But it was, you know, it was kind of a, to me, it was just something that I just wanted to play and not say, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, you touched so many people. You know, you blew them out of the water. So if a standing ovation was possible, you would absolutely have one.
I appreciate that. That was really enjoyable. It's what I do, Barbara. You know, it's what
I
do. Put me on a show like this, throw me into a big old ocean of fish and water.
Well, you know, and you know, part of it too is that the people who called in were as amazing as ever. I have had a group of people, so it was a pleasure to work with them as well. I will be in touch with you. We will definitely make another date, and
okay.
I will give you a call in the morning, and I'll give Renee your information so she can contact you.
Okay, dear. All right. I love you, Barbara. I love you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you, Cindy. Thank you so much. And everybody, thank you for being here. You were inspiring, all of you. And your spirits, your souls, the music that you gifted us all with Cindy's help, is something that I will always remember. This is a special show. And I am so very grateful that all of you were here and shared in this experience. She is so amazing, and I just love so sharing her with everybody. Thanks very much, guys, and I'll see some of you at Chris's show. Good night now.